Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District.
Good morning. This is Jillian Morrissey, the Public Information Officer for the Mat-Su Borough School District, and this is Inside the School District, and I am really excited because we are going to continue our conversations about choice in the school district this morning. So I have two very wonderful teachers in the studio with me this morning, and they are from our blended academies. And so I have Tara Johnson from Sherrod Elementary, and I have Mandy Becker from Kinnick Elementary in the studio this morning. And so we are going to talk about what blended learning is. And so actually, I was going to start with you, Mandy, if you could give us sort of the overall view of what is blended learning. And we have a program based off of this. And so tell us a little bit more about that.
So our program is a blend of home and traditional school. So our students have a block of 4 hours where we focus on project-based learning in class, as well as academics. But basically, we blend that homeschool and brick and mortar with our families, our students.
So this started last year. We started this program last year. And so we have a kindergarten and to second grade blended. And we have grades 3 and 5. Is that right, Tara? That's what you have at Kinnick, too?
Yes. Yep. So at Sherrod, we have one classroom that contains students ages that would be in grades kindergarten through second grade. And then I teach students who are in grades 3 through 5 in a separate classroom.
Okay, excellent. So with a new program, year one is always a big deal because, you know, you have all these great ideas and we know we've got all this idea around blended learning. And I'm interested if one of you would tell us a little bit about what some of the things that you've learned through this year and what are the things that are really working for the parents, for families, and also for all of you that are teaching it.
Well, at Kinnick, we've got a strong parent-teacher communication. There's individualized curriculum at the student's academic level, not necessarily their grade level. There's integration into school activities and culture, multi-age classroom, hands-on projects with a STEAM focus, technology integration. So we've got a lot that we're able to accomplish in a school year.
That's so great. So I want to break some of this up because sometimes our listeners, you all live in the education world so much. And so you just said a bunch of acronyms in there. And so I want to go back to them. So first of all, what is project-based learning? What does that even mean? So you have kids that they're doing a lot of online learning at home for their academics, right? Or even just integrated into the day. But then when they come in, they do project-based learning. So Tara, tell us what that is.
All right. So students are working at home, and they're either working through a computer-based program that we utilize this year. Mat-Su Central utilizes the same program. It's called Odysseyware. So students have a Chromebook, and they work through lessons that really develop skills, you know, skills appropriate to their age and development in elementary school. And then when they come to our brick and mortar, they get to integrate those skills into a more holistic project approach. So we can explore, you know, all of the different topics within all of the different subject areas. And, you know, if we're studying science, then we can learn about the rock cycle and we can, you know, incorporate math and writing and reading. And, you know, it's all very cross-curricular. And then they show their understanding of the different concepts in like a very authentic way through their projects. So students love it, and they're practicing all of the skills that they're learning through their curriculum at home in a more, you know, authentic project-based way.
And then as a teacher, you're facilitating that project-based learning. And it's not everyone's doing the same thing, is it? So there are different expressions of how they demonstrate that learning?
Absolutely. So students have some choice within the final project in how they show their learning. Maybe it's through a presentation using technology, or maybe it's through brochures, or maybe it's through just oral presentations. So yeah, there's definitely choice where they can really choose what they're good at, and it's their time to shine at the end.
That's really interesting. That's really exciting, because then every kid gets a chance to find success through those different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So Mandy, I wanted to go back. You said something else and all of those great things that happened in Blended. So another thing you said was STEAM. Can you tell us what STEAM is?
Yeah, STEAM is a education term we use for science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And
So it's an extra, it's like STEM plus, right?
With yeah.
The, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of the things that we've done are animal study and dissection, geography, gardening, states of matter, magnetism, water cycle, coding, book creator, virtual field trips, construction activities. They're using tools to build. They know how to sew, cooking, string art, painting, paper mache. I mean, anything that we can come up with to put into our projects, we're gonna do it.
So that's all the kind of the projects that you did just this year with your students.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really exciting. So how do you know, so within STEAM curriculum, how do you know what to focus on in any particular day? Like, is it just whatever curriculum they're working on, and then you find the project that works best with that?
Usually what I know that Mrs. Zorb in the K-1-2, she likes to have a schedule where Monday they do art, Tuesday is technology, Wednesday is engineering, and Thursday she has something she calls a power hour.
That's cool.
And they, you know, catch up on some work and complete the project that they may be working on. And then they sometimes we get to the library.
Excellent. That's really neat how that has that flow. So one of the things that I know a lot of people, after they listen to this, so what does a typical day look like in a blended academy? So like, what are these kids, what's their week or day look like? Does anybody, Tara, do you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. So at Sherrod, students come to school at 7:30.
And this is grade, this is kindergarten and three?
It is.
Okay.
So, yep, all students, grades kindergarten through fifth grade, their school day starts at 7:30. And in our classroom, for the first 30 minutes, we are, you know, writing, it's a writing session. We're writing paragraphs about, you know, different topics, incorporating different forms of figurative language, and then sharing them. And it's just kind of our way to share what's going on in a fun way while practicing our writing skills. After that, I usually go into some math lessons. I know the standards and what students are supposed to be learning through the curriculum in these grades, so I will incorporate mini lessons and practice activities. So we do actually work on math alone every day, and that takes us up until about 9. When the rest of the student body gets there at 9, it's kind of a unique way for us to, you know, welcome the rest of the students, and then that's also our natural break time in our day. So students are able to go get breakfast from nutrition services with the rest of the students, and that's also our 10-minute break time. And then students have breakfast, and then the Pledge of Allegiance happens, and you know the traditional school day starts, and then we get back to it for the second half of our blended day. And that second half is usually when we do a lot of our projects. That's when the authentic writing projects or the science projects are happening during that time. And we start cleaning up about 11:20. And I walk the students out to the curb, and parent pickup is at 11:30. For the rest of the day, depending on the family, that's one of the great things about blended learning is there's flexibility. So if there's other commitments with sports, or, you know, parents just need a flex in the schedule, they can choose to do what they would like to do for the rest of the day. Sometimes that includes, you know, hiking with their family or doing family activities, as well as just maybe going home and working on the at-home component on their computer. And so parents have a lot of choice in what the second half of their day looks like.
This is Jillian Morrissey, and I'm the Public Information Officer for the Matsubara School District. And I'm in the studio with two of our teachers for our blended learning programs that we have at both Kinnick and Sherrod Elementary. We are just continuing to look at some of our choice programs in the district here, and this is a newer program that we have. And our district has so much choice available to families, and this was even a further deeper dive into a blend between our traditional program, like our regular neighborhood schools, and then we have our homeschool programs. So blended is that it's a new way of looking at how to help facilitate learning by certified teachers and an opportunity for families to have some choice and control over their schedule during the day. And so we're talking about both of those programs with that program with both of our teachers here. So one of the things that I am really interested in knowing is who are the families that are choosing this schedule? Because we have our homeschool families that really love that flexibility. They love the online online program part of academics. They love what they get to choose that structure. We have our families that love our traditional schools, their neighborhood schools. So who's choosing this sort of hybrid program?
Well, of course, all students are welcome, but parents must be able to homeschool and commit to the process. Families who would like more hands-on teaching with their child, parents who want an individualized education for their child, families who want a family-like classroom environment where students learn from each other and are expected to be part of the classroom community. Parents that are interested in growing thinkers, problem solvers, engineers, artists, and scientists.
Those are all the kinds of families that really like coming into blended.
Yeah, so. I think it's really for all types of families.
Okay. Do you, tell me how the structure at Sherrod is a morning. Is it afternoon for Kinnick? Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So what is your afternoon schedule look like? How does that work for families?
So our learning block starts at noon, and each day we greet our students with, you know, high five or handshake, and mm-hmm. they come in and they start their bell work, and we stop and do the pledge and the motto, which is not with morning announcements because we start later in the day, but we still schedule that in, and then we return to our bell work. In my class, on the smart board monitor, I've got like what national day it is. Usually it's food related or something. And
I think there's like five things on every day. I'm always impressed at what national day it is.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I pick what seems like fun. And then I also have what important event happened in history on that day. And that kids are deeply immersed and highly engaged, and they want to ask more questions and learn more. So that's another way to incorporate history and social studies. Hmm. We go through the morning work together. Usually we start with math, and this is an opportunity for them to learn a mini lesson, anywhere from third to sixth grade. Wednesday we do geography. We have time built in for kids to go out and play for, 20 minutes or so. But we've always got something on the schedule, something we're busy with.
So I know both of you were in our neighborhood schools as teachers. And I think, Mandy, were you an intermediate? Were you?
Yeah, I've been teaching third grade at Kinnick for 5 years.
And then Tara?
I started at Swanson, and I was a kindergarten and second grade teacher there for about 6 years. And then I moved to Sherrod, and I was a fourth and fifth grader there for about 5 years before coming to blended.
So tell me why you two were interested in piloting and being a part pioneers in this blended learning.
When I first heard about it, I knew that I had to be a part of it, only because it really, really meshes with the way that I already teach and my philosophies in how students best learn. I really think that anytime they can take a skill and authentically put it to use or explore it in a way that's very, very engaging. Whereas we're not necessarily connected to a textbook, I was all for it, and I was just very excited about it.
What about you, Mandy?
When it was presented to our teachers in our building, I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is great, but it's so much more than I think I can handle. And so Chanel Zorb, our K-1-2 teacher, had brought it up to me, and she's like, would you be interested in doing this with me? I was like, well, with you, yeah. You'd be the best partner to do this with. And she's probably rolling her eyes that she's listening to this, because I always blame her for roping me into something. But it has been probably the best choice that I've made moving from traditional to project-based. And I couldn't go back to a traditional classroom, but we just have so much freedom in the things our kids are learning. And a lot of it is kind of student-led, like what they're interested in and what they want to learn more of. And we were studying salmon, and they were like, well, can we dissect a salmon? And I'm like, sure, let's dissect salmon. And I had a family bring in two red salmon unannounced.
It just happened.
Yeah,
the salmon were there.
Changed our day, and we did it. And the kids, they're awesome. Before I even had I was opening up the paper. I didn't know what fish I had or anything. And I didn't even get it open. And the kids are like, yep, that is a male red salmon, and it's about to spawn. Because we had learned about the different salmon, and they just amaze me every day. I can give them just a little piece of what we're going to be learning, and they just run with it, and they just soak it up, and they want to learn.
So for our listeners, we are talking about blended learning, and we have those programs at Sherrod and Kinnick Elementary, so both sides of the valley, which is great for families. So where can people go find out more information about these programs?
Well, listeners are welcome to call or email either of the principals or teachers to also secure a spot for next year or request more information. Parents can fill out that there's an interest form. It's linked on each of the school websites for Kinnick and Sherrod. And also, just so happens, Kinnick is having a kind of a parent night May 1st at 5 o'clock, I think. So any parents interested can come and ask questions, learn more, check out the classroom, meet the teachers. So we'd be open to have whoever's willing to come and learn more information.
And I know for Sherrod that you are also welcoming anybody to come. And are you doing a school tour? Is there a chance that they could come see the classroom?
Yeah. At Sherrod, we are an open door anytime. And families and parents are welcome to come to the school. We have a couple weeks left of school. You're welcome to come check out the classroom. Dan Michael is available to talk to at any time, ask questions. And then in the fall, it's as simple as just enrolling your child and choosing which school. And then under, you know, Sherrod Elementary or Kinnick, there's a choice for a blended academy, and you would just select that.
That's excellent. Well, I wanted to thank you both for coming in and sharing a little bit more about blended. And we're just really excited about this program. Our district loves that we have choice, and it's great for families because they can choose, but also for teachers who have the opportunity to do different things and follow their dreams and their passions and the way they like to teach. So thank you so much for all the work that you've been doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And good luck in year two.
Yep, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools, moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.